springs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Smaller than a creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you used to take in some corn to be ground, how much would you take?
About a bushel.
About a bushel.
Have a ground meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you call that a turn?
Yeah. Turn of corn.
So a turn means about a bushel? That's
yeah.
A,
yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And how would you buy flour or molasses? Or how would you sell it at the store where you worked?
Well, now, you buy flour in sacks. Paper bags now.
I'm interested in how it used to be more than...
Oh, well, it used to be in cloth sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And different names of flour. And so there, molasses, they used to... A lot of people raised their own molasses.
Mm-hmm.
Now I had during World War I, the government wanted everybody could put in sorghum, raised sorghum, you know, to eat. Well, I had 3 or 4 acres. And I went and bought a brand new mill, run it for several years, making molasses. And I had a boy working for me. And I had an old gray horse, mare. She was blind. But she'd pull anything she hitched to her. She could move it, she would do it, and just as gentle as she could be. And I had one of these one-horse wagons. Just one horse, chaise, you know, like a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy would carry 4 or 5 kegs of molasses to Blytheville over here, Arkansas. Still then he'd sell them every time. I sold a lot of molasses in Blytheville, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Sent them over there, and that boy, I'd give him so much to go make the trip and sell them for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come back, and I was a good boy. Finally, after we got through, he lived at Ashport down here and wrote a bogus check on me.
Oh, right.
After that's so good to him. I think $15.
Yeah.
I turned it over to the sheriff and he went down there and got it. I told him, I said, I don't want the man. All I want is my $15.
Mm-hmm.
And so he paid him. A year later.
Is that right?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out the signature. I just kept on until I found out.
When you had the store there in the old days, how did you sell sugar and flour and things like that? How did you?
Well, I just don't remember the truth. No.
Would you keep things, you think, in a barrel?
Yeah, I used to keep sugar in a barrel, and I used to keep molasses in a barrel with a faucet. You turn it down there and catch you 1/2 gallon or 1 gallon of molasses,
mm-hmm.
and cut it off
mm-hmm.
in barrels. Be set up on a plate about that high.
Mm-hmm.
You put a 5 gallon of keg on it any way you wanted to. What they call sugar house molasses.
Uh-huh.
And they were good too.
When you didn't have things all packaged up for you,